Hello everyone, welcome to Toonami Therapy. Today on December 16th of 2021, I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we are here to not talk about Toonami. Sorry. There wasn't... I think the only new thing they had was Blade Runner, and you didn't watch it, so not much to say there. I will say it was better than the previous episode, so who knows, maybe this will become a better show. But in the meantime, I think they aired the Animatrix this week, but I didn't watch it, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just get into the other shows that we were watching, the non-Toonami stuff, and we watched a bunch of episodes of them to kind of make up for the lack of Toonami.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just jump into them. We'll start with Fate Zero Episode 19. We continue the flashbacks and get to see more about Kiritsugi was his name. I thought I finally had these names and now I'm forgetting them. The assassin guy, Kiritsugi, that's it. Basically, he was raised by that female assassin he met at the previous episode and was kind of raised by her as an assassin. Then when she's on an assassin job to kill someone in an airplane, she does it, except that sets off all that zombie stuff, so everyone else gets affected by it, leaving her on there, because she's, despite the fact she was carrying out this assassin on an airplane, she didn't bring a parachute.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay. but anyway, she manages to still get to the cockpit and fly it, gets in contact with Kiritsugi, and planning to, I guess, land it and then deal with it, except then he uses a rocket launcher to destroy the plane to make it so that none of the zombies can get out. It's kind of ambiguous as to whether we're supposed to believe that she was aware of it or not. But yeah, anyway, that leaves him really depressed and that was our flashback.
Yeah, that episode, it happened, and mm-hmm. That's about all I can say about it. It was so different from the rest of Fate Zero that I honestly thought I was watching the wrong show. So I had to keep on checking. I'm like, is this really Fate Zero? I'm like, I don't like whenever they do that. I understand, you know, you got to do, you know, flashbacks at times and all that, but it needs to be less confusing than this was, because I just was left scratching my head, like, what was the meaning behind all this, you know?
Yeah, I understood, like, what was going on, but the question was, what was necessary about this? I guess to, like, show, we got some stuff, like, we found out that the reason he became an assassin was because he wanted to kill, like, bad people, so that, you know, to try to stop all the zombie stuff or something. But I'm left wondering, did we need two episodes to do this? And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know how. There is one interesting thing that I discovered when, because I was about this. So, because at the end, he's like talking to Natalia, that was her name, and he says something like, "Oh, I consider you my mother," you know, just before he destroys the plane and kills her.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, I think it's implied she knew he was going to do it, but I would have preferred a little clarification on that. Anyway, the reason I mentioned that is because this episode aired on Mother's Day. So,
did they have Mother's Day in Japan?
Yeah, I looked it up. I it's the second Sunday of May, and that was the day this aired on.
Mm.
So I'm curious as to because they definitely made a point of like referencing motherhood and stuff in this episode. So I was kind of thinking, did they like put more emphasis on that than the source material? Because this is all based on a novel series that was a prequel to the game. They put an emphasis on that as a result, or did they actually try to time this flashback here so that they could try to say, hey, it's Mother's Day, now we can do this stuff about mother stuff right then, which might which would explain why the flashback just felt kind of sudden.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bit of trivia. Oh, I did rather this and the previous episode, the two flashback ones, had a different ending theme. I actually really liked the ending theme they had for this more than the regular ending theme. Okay, so then we'll move on to episode 20. Like last week, conveniently, the episodes are very distinct. So after he's gone through his flashback, Kiritsugi goes to Iris Veil, who's, basically apparently almost at the end of her life because she was, she said she was a homunculus to be able to, actually, what was she supposed to do again? What was her role? Like, was it to... It was something about, I know it was about the Holy Grail War, but I can't remember exactly what she was necessary for.
Yeah, just pretty much to ensure victory for the, for her,
Okay. Well, I mean, I get that. I was just trying to remember, like, was it to protect Saber or like do something? It doesn't matter, but she's there and she gives like a speech. Oh, well, these last nine years were still really happy for me. He goes off to kill Tokiomi, whose name I have learned just in time for him to die two episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Kiritsugi's like, oh, well, he's already dead. Meanwhile, someone shows up and kills Kiritsugi's assistant girl, whose name I can't remember, but she dies, so it doesn't matter, and abducts Iris Veil, and it looks like it's Ryder, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten, and that's our episode.
Yeah, I like this episode more than the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly how this is going to go, even though I've, seen Fate Stay Night. So I'm still interested in mm-hmm. in finding out,
Yeah, it is. I've been, trying to puzzle out, because I'm pretty sure this wasn't Ryder, or maybe it was, but it seems the actions seem totally not in character for him. Plus, it established, I thought, that he was trying to recover his power because he expanded so much in the previous fight. So I don't think that's him, but I've been trying to turn over into my head, well, who would it be? Do we know someone who has illusion powers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll find out next, in time for next week, probably. All right. Yep. So, then we move on to 86, episode 12. So, we start off from where the previous core ended, and so basically we find out Lena got demoted over the whole thing, but still is in charge of a group. She seems to have at least been on better terms now with that scientist friend of hers and seems to be planning something. Anyway, then we find out what the other characters who all looked like they died at the previous episode. Nope, they're all fine. They're all totally great. No lingering injuries even, it seems. It's so weird because especially with Shin in the previous episode, it, like, pushes so hard. Oh, well, he's dead because, like, he meets his brother. I guess this is the afterlife. It shows that thing with him being headless. Nope, he's alive. That was just clickbait. Anyway, they find out that they're, that they ended up getting, we find out they ended up getting rescued by, Giard, the Federacy, because you can't just be a simple federation. You have to go for the extra style and call yourself a Federacy. So the Empire of Giard was, as I understand, they were the ones who unleashed that Legion thing, but they got overthrown, and the new Federacy kind of took its place, but they're still dealing with the Legion. So, then they're like, well, you guys are welcome here. Everything's, nice and such. And they kind of stay with this other, one of the guys there. Then at the end you meet Ika, who is, the little girl at the end, who I actually thought was pretty funny. And, yeah, that's the episode.
Yeah. I thought wasn't that maid from ReZero also named Frederica?
Yeah, I think it was. It was, was that the name for the older one or the really young one?
The older one.
The older one. Yeah, Garfield's sister. That was Frederica.
Yeah, that's who I thought of immediately when I heard that name. Yeah, it wasn't a bad episode, but I just don't understand most of this stuff about this. Like, okay, we've saved 5 people from the 86. Like, are they the only people in the 86, or are there others in the 86?
There's a lot of them, because they're all being used as soldiers and stuff by the the country they were originally at. We were in for the first season. This is a different one. And our main characters are the only ones who made it to this new country, the, like, Federacy of Giard or whatever. But there's still all those other 86 people who are being forced to fight in the original country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish we would have had some more, character development for these characters, like, a while ago, instead of, like, just suddenly, trying to make us care about them now. It feels like, it feels to me as if, I don't know, like, these characters just suddenly got pushed on us, and, like, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of this show, but
I guess that was what I was going to bring up. I did suggest watching up until this point and then deciding. So to ask, are you interested in continuing with it, or do you want to just kind of put it aside and move on to something else?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to go on to that Bobobo show that you've been talking about.
Okay. All right, sure.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, I did want to say I do think if you keep going, you'll like, because I have seen the next few episodes, I think you'll like the show more than you did, but I, based on your opinion so far, I don't think you'll like it enough that you'll, like, want to keep going with it.
Yeah, I'm always fickle like that.
Yeah, it's I do really like, she only shows up at the end, but I really liked Frederica. I think she is funny, although the downside is, so her dub voice is good, but her Japanese voice was perfection. It made her funnier as a result of that. And, you know, I'm just judging it based on one episode, but I don't know. I really liked her because I thought she was funny, and I thought that the comedy she brought didn't feel as out of place as the comedy that we saw in the first season.
Yeah. Or, like, the whole students, they became students because they went into an abandoned school and we're supposed to think that's so charming, you know?
I've been kind of looking back on the show because I do think it improves in this, what I've seen of it so far, this second core. I do think it gets a lot more interesting. I just don't think the stuff we saw up until this point, a lot of it wasn't that great. I feel stuff was padded out, and it took a while for it to really, like you were talking about how these characters are kind of being thrust on us. I mean, they were always there, but it just wasn't obvious until maybe 9 episodes into the show. Oh, these are the characters that we're supposed to care about. Like, that's the problem. You don't know. Oh, wait, these are the, well, I mean, I guess it was kind of obvious if you look at like the poster for the show, but
yeah.
One last thing I wanted to say was the other weird thing is the fact, so all these characters died in the first season, except although all of them, except for maybe one, were characters we didn't care about. But I also was curious, and I looked at like the eighth light novel, the most recent one. Right now we're like in the plot of the second, I think. Because I was just wondering, okay, like, is this a series where characters, important characters, die? And I like look at the cast, like the list of characters in it, and I'm like, oh wow, this year for the main characters, the series has a very high survival rate. So yeah, I don't know if that affects your opinion on anything.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So what is this show, from what I'm just going to tell you what I think the plot of this show is, and you tell me where I'm wrong. Okay. So my what I get from this show is that you got these people called the 86 who don't have the right color hair or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they all have to fight battles and work for the
Republic of,
yeah, the Republic.
I can't remember its name. I just call it the Republic.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the Hunger Games in that sense. Now, here's where I get confused. It seems to me like Lana is like this one freedom fighter, like trying to overturn the whole government so the 86 can be recognized as normal people. And from the way I take it, it's like she's doing a one-person revolution and no one else is really on her side. So that's my question to you. Like, am I right in thinking that, or are there others in the Republic who also see, you know, their own country's hypocrisy?
Well, she in this episode did indicate that that she was at least apparently convincing some people of her viewpoint. But in terms of in general, like, there might be, but if there are, we don't see them. Now, to be fair, the majority, most people, it seems, aren't aware of what's going on. They think that, like, the war is just being fought by unmanned drones and such. But, yeah, that it does seem like she is one of the very few people that seems to actually have any problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I thought this episode, I liked it, because it's like, oh, okay, that was that, I didn't care for that, but look, we're in a different setting now.
Yeah, that is good.
That's one of the things, I mean, I did look a little, I didn't, like, watch them, but I did look a little at what's going on in the future episodes, and yeah, it really focuses a lot more on the other characters in the Federacy than the original country. I'm not sure exactly where it ends up going. I know there's, I think, like, some kind of contact ends up being made. I think some, I'm going to, this is one of those things where I don't know exactly what happens, but I have a few vague spoilers that I can kind of piece together to make guesses on. But yeah, so, I don't know where I was going with that. Did you have any other questions or anything to say?
No, that pretty much answers it for me, yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so we'll just leave this alone. This is a decent enough place to stop anyway. I think I will keep going and see what ends up happening. Maybe once the full series is, like, out, I can tell you more definitively if I think you would end up liking it a lot more if you keep going with it. But, yeah, I mean, I could probably go into a big spiel on it, but if you, my general thoughts. But the big thing is, I just thought the first, up until this point, the series was too drawn out. You should have chopped off a few episodes. Like, this episode should have been the end of the first core, I think. This would have been a good place to put the pause instead of the previous episode, which was a really bad place.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's 86, episode 12. We'll move on to something else, but not for a few weeks because we we've got different schedules, but we'll get to that later. Yeah. So we talked a bunch about that. And then we come to "And You Thought There Is Never a Girl Online," episodes 10 and 11.
Okay, well, as much as I've been enjoying this show up to this point, these episodes were not as fun. And correct me if I'm wrong, if this is the first or second episode, but something about, I'm getting really confused now.
I mean, if you're having trouble remembering which episode is which is understandable because unlike Fate Zero, these episodes went into each other more directly. Yeah. We can just talk about them like in their general entirety.
Yeah, why don't you just give the plot for them and then we'll talk.
Okay, so what they're basically they have to do some kind of presentation for a culture festival and they like to present their club's achievements or something, and they're like, "Hey, well, what if we win this like a siege warfare competition thing in the game?" And they try, and they fail pretty badly.
Yeah, you're right.
So then they decide, okay, we're going to team up with this other guild of really strong players, and they'll help us. And they do, but then that other group backstabs them so that they can win themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of, I mean, it seems to me that's not very smart policy, because if you do that, then no one else will trust you in this thing.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to get alliances in future ones?
Yeah, it's kind of like Survivor in that sense.
Yeah, kind of like that, but even more so, because at least in Survivor, I don't really watch it that much, but I did watch some shows like, and it is just a matter of, well, sometimes you just kind of have to do it just because you have to, but it makes even less sense here because, you know, you could, because this would be the sort of thing that would be more, because there would be more games and then you'd never be able to get other people to.
Yeah, that's right.
It's kind of more, well, I'd say it's more like how you can how if you're well known as being the guy who, you know, isn't trustworthy in one season, then if you come back in another season, people won't trust you. But the problem is, a lot of times people do that anyway, it seems.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've gotten that. After that, though, they're upset about that. And they decide to get to work with some other guilds instead to try to go to the siege battle thing with them to try to get vengeance. And yep, that was the episodes.
Yeah, I noticed we had like a mini training arc in this thing where they had to go up against each other basically to train. And Let's see. Oh, that it was funny how the one character who everyone calls Master,
sorry to interrupt. I'm the Wikipedia episode synopses refer to her as Master.
Really?
Yeah, because that's all she's ever called in the show. So I guess that's just what, you know, viewers call her. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt. Keep going.
So basically she keeps failing over and over, which is kind of amusing. I thought that was pretty funny. Oh, this is what I wanted to say. I've been waiting to say this. But doesn't it seem to you like Master is like 30 years old in the way she talks, acts, speaks, everything about her? She seems like she should be like 30-something years old, and she's supposed to be a high schooler. So, yeah, that it just seems really weird.
I don't think I personally noticed that, but yeah, now that you say it, I can kind of see your point.
Yeah, she comes across as she's older than even the teacher herself, and more mature than the teacher. So, it's just a little weird, I think.
Well, to be fair, it seems a lot of common, and a lot of times you'll have the anime teacher who's like less mature than the students.
Like Yukari.
Which character? What series is that?
Yukari from Azumanga Daioh.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now I remember her a little. The main one I was thinking of was Kurisu from We Never Learn, but you've never seen that. I haven't seen the anime. I just read the manga. But yeah, that definitely is a thing in anime. So so there were two episodes here. The first episode I remember liking on the whole, more so than the ones we watched last week, because like the jokes were funnier and such. That's a big thing. There's actually a funny one. There's actually a great joke that I did write down. It's where someone's suggesting, like, she's like ideas, and someone like says, top 10 reasons you're glad I'm here. And then the other character says, lame. And then the first character says, but number 7 will shock you. And I'm like, okay, that's hilarious. Which is especially, when was this dubbed, actually? Because this aired in 2016, but that joke is the sort of thing that seems more recent than that. The parody of, like, you know, all those, like, 10 blanket, like, you know, 10 movies that had something or other. Number 4 will amaze you, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The second episode, though, I thought was more boring.
Yeah, I agree with you a lot on that. It was pretty dull. So, but I have to say that all in all, it wasn't like I hated it. It was just like it could be better, you know?
Although there was one thing I wanted to mention about the first episode I didn't particularly like, because there's another, because once again, we have Akko doing the, oh, well, I can't tell the difference between real life and the game, and thinking of Lucien as her husband. I'm thinking, you were trying to, like, get her away from this. Why did you remarry her in the game?
Yeah.
Like, that. It's so, like, they made such a point of that in the early episodes, and then the series just forgot about it. Which,
yeah,
that's, like, the problem. It's just kind of inconsistent about whether we're just supposed to see this as a funny character quirk or if we should take it seriously.
Yeah. I find her voice actress to be a little annoying. And it has nothing to do with the fact that she's Mikasa from Attack on Titan. It just seems to me that when she performs that voice, it seems like she's making Akko sound sarcastic when Akko isn't sarcastic, and that's the problem everyone has, is because she's actually taking it as real. So, yeah. Oh, do you notice fan service? Did you happen to notice any fan service in these two episodes?
Yes.
Like, any at all, you know? I mean, this episode was, both of them were just full of fan service. And some of it, I don't know how they got away with. I mean, it was pretty bad. So, yeah, this show definitely loves its fan service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has been something that's kind of annoyed me about the show. Although, I mean, you shouldn't ever blame the voice actors or voice actresses for this sort of thing, because that's really, I've heard all these people say, you know, it's the ADR director who says, hey, you should say it in this way, and they, and such. So, yeah, I mean, she was, she's done other ones that I liked a lot more. She was Carisu in Steins Gate, for example. But, yeah, I don't think I've necessarily found her statements to be sarcastic. I see where you're saying, but I always heard them less as her being sarcastic, and her tone of voice felt more to me as just kind of being airheaded. I guess.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. It's just like, it just comes across as a little too much over the top. You know, kind of like how you said Erina's voice at the beginning was like kind of too much like a Valley Girl, and then mm-hmm. they kind of they fixed that over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely did fix that over time. So yeah, that was good. Girl Online, we've got one more episode of the series. And, So that's going to be those shows. So do you want to be ranking it by episode like we did last week?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so for me, the best, I think, would be Fate Zero episode 20, the second episode of Fate Zero, then the episode of 86 we watched, then it's a harder one between the first of Girl Online and the first of Fate Zero, but I think I will go in for, man, I was thinking, I didn't know going in, I thought, well, we'll discuss it and that'll help me decide, and now we've discussed it, I'm not so sure. I'll have the first episode of Girl Online narrowly edge it out.
Yeah, so my third place one will be the second episode of Girl Online. And the first episode of Girl Online will be my second place one. And finally, I'll go with the second episode of Fate Zero as my number one pick for the week.
Okay. So, that's our shows then.
Mm-hmm.
On the Toonami front. So, I wasn't really, I knew they were showing a bunch of Yashihime episodes. I wasn't really paying attention to where they were, because it turned out that last week when they showed three episodes, that was the last three episodes of the season. It was supposed to be, because they messed up and aired did not air the final episode of the season and aired a different one in that spot. They keep doing this. So I feel like there's got to be, Toonami's got to, like, I don't hear about this from other networks. and stuff. So I feel like they gotta like get some better quality control in terms of making sure they air the right stuff. But the big important thing is that they are going to air that a little later on. I can't remember exactly when, but the reason that's important is it does mean that, yes, we will finally be having Yashihime Season 2 dubbed, ready to watch on Toonami in January. So that will be something to look forward to.
Yeah. Now, what did they accidentally show wrong again?
So last week they showed three episodes of Yashihime, and it was supposed to, from my understanding, be the last three episodes of the first season, and then it would go on break for the next two, like the next few weeks or something, and then when everything came back with newer episodes, we'd have the second season. But there was apparently some error. I don't know what they aired instead. I think it was just a different episode. But they're going to air that.
What happened?
Okay, sorry. I thought. Said something. Okay. Yeah, we've got. So they're going to re-air that, it looks like, on New Year's, and then, or will that? Maybe I'm looking at the. Yeah. New Year's, they'll still have the new. They'll have Black Lotus, the Blade Runner Black Lotus, a new episode. Then they'll have Yashihime, then a Cowboy Bebop marathon. And then after that, I think we get back to more regular scheduling, but we don't know what it is yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So we've still got nothing really on Toonami to watch for the next few weeks, which is why, well, we're still going through this stuff. Next week, we'll be going through three episodes of Fate Zero and also the last episode of And You Thought There Is Never a Girl Online.
Yeah. So three of that and one of that. And that's it? Is that all we're doing?
Yeah. Did you want to, like, watch something else? Or I was...
If you want to add, like, one episode of something in there, we could.
I guess we could try, if you're interested. We could see the first episode of Bobobo and see what you think of it.
Yeah, we can do that. So then we have the same amount as we have this week, 5.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that will be 5.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. We'll obviously, once Toonami comes back, drop down a little, but in the meantime, yeah, we can do it like that. Okay, yeah, we can do that, and we'll have, we'll try that out. We'll see what you think of the first episode. Maybe you'll like it and think it's really funny. Maybe you'll say, this show is stupid, why, let's do something else.
But what I saw, it seems like it's going to be pretty funny, so...
Okay, so that's what we'll see next Thursday. Once again, three episodes of Fate Zero, one episode of Bobobo, one episode of And You Thought There Is Never a Girl Online.
Okay.
All right. And with all of that said, I don't have anything else to add other than an amusing note that I saw someone mention. So... Sword Art Online, at the start it says like there's like 10,000 people in the game that get trapped, you know, because it's a big launch day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some people pointed out if any big online game launched and there were only 10,000 players at the start, that would be considered a catastrophe in terms of popularity. So maybe if the guy hadn't forced everyone to stay in there, it would have just been considered a giant flop of a game.
I wanted to tell you that Amazing Race is coming soon, sometime in January, I think.
It is?
Or February. February, maybe.
It's I didn't know that they had a new one. I hadn't heard of that. That's interesting. It says, yeah, it's, oh wow, it's premiering January 5th.
Yeah, I thought I had it in January. Yeah, so yeah, we can add that to our watching. Because it really isn't. It isn't like we're adding something. Like, I would watch it anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that will be that will be interesting to do. So, yeah, we'll give that a go. And maybe discuss it on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So, with all of that said, and my random Sword Art Online reference, which, by the, oh man, you know, I want that show back. I do. It's one of those things you don't realize what you're missing when you just don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sword Art Online, this is a rip off of what I saw someone say about something else, but I feel it fits it so well. Sword Art Online is a show that's just good enough to make you forget how bad it is. All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.